This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Frida 2020 was billed as the Chicago area's largest exhibit of Mexican artist Frida Kahlo's work in more than 40 years. And it was a big deal that it would be shown at the College of DuPage in suburban Glen Ellen. They essentially built a museum for the exhibit, and then the pandemic hit. WBEZ's Carrie Shepherd details what it takes to land an international art show and what happens when plans change.
Diana Martinez is director of the Kahlo exhibit. She says all of this happened because of a man named Alan Peterson.
You know how certain communities have the forefathers, the people who invest in things and help to build things? He was that guy in Glen Ellen.
Peterson was a founding community member of the College of DuPage. He was proud of the college and wanted to grow the reputation. So he came to Martinez with this idea.
I have a friend who owns this amazing collection of Frida Kahlo art. What do you think? It was kind of like the greatest yes and in the history of the world.
Peterson's friend doesn't just own a few Kahlo pieces. Carlos Phillips runs the Dolores Almedo Museum in Mexico City. It has the largest collection of Kahlo works in the world, and it's in high demand.
We have it travel from 18 months to 2 years.
Adriana Jaramillo is from the Almedo Museum. She says she had never heard of the College of DuPage, but the decades-long friendship between Peterson, the big booster of the college, and Phillips, the owner of the Kahlo collection, gave the idea a fighting chance. But Martinez, from the exhibit, says she still had to sell Phillips on the idea of lending the 26 works.
Here's what we could do to make this spectacular, because why would you give it to a community college? Well, one, Frida was the people's artist. What better place? Access. Two, we can have all this wraparound educational components. Three, we will invest in the space becoming museum grade.
Becoming museum grade was the biggest and most expensive endeavor. See, the College of DuPage had an art gallery, but the Kahlo show reignited the idea to expand it to an art museum, the Cleve Kearney Museum of Art. Jaramillo from the Almedo Museum says there are many factors that determine whether a space is museum grade.
How they manage temperature, how they manage light, because, for example, works that are produced in paper, light cannot be the same as for all the paintings.
The College of DuPage spent about $2.5 million to expand and upgrade the space. But actually getting the art from Mexico City, Mexico, to Glen Ellen, Illinois, takes much more than just shipping it. Jaramillo says she has to get a special permit from the Mexican government to even allow Kahlo's art to leave the country. The art is estimated to be worth about $113 million. It is literally considered a national treasure.
The crown jewel of our collection is the broken column. No, it's just one of Frida Kahlo's most iconic artworks. And so that work does not travel with another work that will be on view, which is called Self-Portrait with Small Monkey. And always a courier accompanies the works by plane and by land.
The plans were in place. But what happened next is what happened for all of us. First, optimistic uncertainty. Here's Martinez.
You know, I think in the beginning, I thought, well, this is going to pass. This is just a few weeks and we're all going to go back to work. And it's going to be fine.
Then the realization it's not fine.
And then I think when I heard, okay, we're not going back to the end of the year, I was like, oh.
In mid-April, the College of DuPage approved a plan to postpone. Luckily, the Kahlo collection is available for the exhibit to open next summer. Aside from some logistical headaches, Martinez feels positive and says the obstacles were worth it.
This is how you grow. You don't ever achieve any real exciting success if you don't try something crazy new. And this was pretty crazy.
Frida Kahlo Timeless is set to open in June 2021 at the Cleve Kearney Museum of Art in Glen Ellen. Carrie Shepherd, WBEZ News.